This is KNBA News. I'm Trip Krause. Hospitals nationwide lack enough face masks to protect their healthcare workers from the coronavirus. Thankfully, the Ukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation doesn't have that problem yet. And to remain ahead of the curve, as KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports, the health corporation is asking community members to help assemble surgical masks.
In mid-March, when YKHC suspended elective dental procedures to slow the spread of the coronavirus, the hospital's dental staff suddenly had some extra time. They wouldn't be seeing many patients for a while, and YKHC spokesperson Mitchell Forbes says they noticed a lot of a certain kind of light blue material lying around.
It's a material that we use to wrap medical and surgical instruments in when we sterilize them.
The material does not filter viruses and is no substitution to N95 mask material, but it is medical grade, used throughout the hospital, and the dental staff wondered, could they use it to make medical masks? They found a mask pattern online, consulted with YKHC medical leaders on a design, and developed a prototype.
The masks now look like a normal, simple surgical mask. It's two sheets of this medical sterilization material sewn together, and the really nice thing about them is they're made out of material that does go in our sterilizer.
Which is where the masks go after they're made. YKHC transferred sewing machines from its pre-maternal home to its dental clinic. A dozen dental assistants formed a factory line and began assembling the mask. Meanwhile, on social media, community members were asking if they could make masks for the hospital. There are lots of pictures online of people sewing fabric masks, but YKHC is not accepting those and does not allow their providers to wear them. The woven cloth can harbor pathogens, and their effectiveness has not been proven. To harness this community energy, YKHC is supplying mask-making kits. Each kit can produce 10 masks.
It has pre-cut squares of the material, and each mask is going to use two sheets of the material.
The kits also have long strips of the material to tie the mask around the head and, of course, instructions.
We want pleats in the mask.
All the assembler needs is thread and a sewing machine. Since the hospital is limiting visitors, the kits are available to pick up and drop off at Bethel Community Services Foundation. Hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. YKHC aims to produce 4,000 masks and send them to village clinics to use on patients with respiratory illnesses. YKHC is also accepting donations of any unused N95 mask. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
For KNBA News, I'm Trip Krause.